Big Hurt Weird Adventures.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Big Heck and Wade Adventures. I am your lavish one, the podcast prince, Wade Ilson, and alongside me is...
You already know who it is. It's the one and only Mr. Fast and Furious himself, aka your messiah of anime, Big Heck.
Whoop, whoop. And we are back with a brand new episode for you guys, where we are going to cover Falcon and Winter Soldiers, episode 5 and 6. Now, I know it's been a big week. Heck, you know it's been a big week. We had Invincible Friday, which is an amazing show on Amazon Prime. I want you to check that out. If you love The Boys, you'll love this. I'm letting you know, hands down. Mm-hmm. We had Mortal Kombat the movie, which Heck and I decided, we sat down and talked about it. It's going to be next week's episode, and we're going to have a full review on it, and we're not going to pull any punches just like the movie didn't. And we may even have a special guest on if that person agrees. So stay tuned for that. But Heck, brother, how you doing?
Doing good. You know, I don't know if you guys can hear the ranting 2-year-old in the background, but
shout out to Boo Boo Valor. Shout out to Boo Boo Valor.
So been pretty busy throughout the week, you know, just taking my time with things. My lovely wife got me hooked onto a show that's on Netflix now, so now we're watching that.
What show, brother? What are you watching?
It's Shadow and Bone.
Okay. What's it about? Give me a little detail, because I know we talked about it off air a little bit. Like, it was mentioned in the chat. What's it about?
So Shadow and Bone is basically about there's like, I guess this world that you could say that's separated into two parts. Mm-hmm. And the two parts that it separates into, the separation is called the Fold.
Right.
Basically like this big massive darkness of black clouds, and there's crazy shit in there and everything else. So they're trying to undo the Fold. Now, apparently there are like two types of people. There are Grishas, which are they're a certain type of people who are able to use abilities, let's say. And then there's, you know, the run-of-the-mill normal folk. Now, there was a prophecy that was foretold that a sun summoner would be coming to eradicate the Fold. So basically you take, you know, you're embarking on a journey with, I want to say, this one particular girl who has this lifelong friend, and then somehow they get separated, and I don't want to delve too deep into it. But it's based off of how many books, hon? 3 books? So right now she's playing Destiny. She's got her AirPods in. She's not hearing me.
Yeah, she is totally ignoring you.
Completely ignoring me. So I think it's based off of 3 books.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, and Netflix got the rights for the show.
Cool beans.
So far we're like halfway through it. It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's kind of got me hooked, but we'll see how it goes after the first season.
Sick. Okay. So now I got to share a show I've been watching. And it is completely opposite from all the geeky shit that me and you watch. And I told Carm, told you and Carm to check it out. All right. So shout out to the Skank Squad, Squad on the Rocks, an amazing podcast. Shout out to them. My lovely girlfriend, Jess, and her friends, well, her friend, her best friend, Daniel, and her sister, Ashley, have put me onto some shows, and they want to show me different things. Just like I showed them some of the geek stuff I watched. Like, they watched WandaVision because of me, and they're checking out Falcon and Winter Soldier as we speak. So, and they also wanted my thoughts on Mortal Kombat. Gave them my offhanded opinion about that. And that's not a bash. Right. It's me speaking about the movie. The show I'm going to tell you about that is so very fucking interesting is called Mortgage or Marriage. Now, it's a wedding planner and a realtor. I think she's a realtor. And it's a competition between the two. They find a couple, and it's all set in Nashville. They find a couple. The couple gives a back history. They get the choices of certain things for their wedding, or they get certain houses to look at. Then they get to pick the house they really want, and they get to pick the wedding they really want. Then they have to decide at the end, do they want the house or do they want the marriage, the dream wedding?
Oh,
bro. I have never, you know, like when we used to shout at wrestling when stupid shit, you're fucking pin. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I did that so many times at this fucking show. Oh, I was like, yo, pick the fucking out. See, me, listen, I love Jess.
The logical.
I love Jess. I love her to death. Me and her are both on the same fucking page. Pick the motherfucking house. Fuck the wedding. The wedding can come later. Just get the house.
Right.
It's always get the house. And when you watch these episodes, because I'm going to tell you, watch it after we're done recording. Check out what episode. You're going to be like, motherfucker.
I got a feeling me and Carmen will be on the same page with it.
Yo,
house. That's one bill you ain't even got to worry about. Just get the house.
Yo, like there's one episode I'm going to tell you. There's a couple of, actually, you know what? There's a couple. It's only like 7-8 episodes, I think. Where you're going to be like, I can't believe you motherfuckers picked the wedding. It's like, stupid
motherfuckers. Stupid asses.
Stupid asses. Like, yo, damn. Let's see what else have I been doing. Actually, I will be getting a tattoo very soon. That's something else I got planned. What happened? Another thing I'm going to do is also, actually, you know what? Let me explain a few pickups to you a little bit. So while I was, I'm in Florida still. I'll be back in Jersey very soon. I got the chance to stop at a local comic book store in Florida called Tate's. So I went to Tate's and picked up a few things. I even called Big Heck on a video call and showed him on FaceTime the cool anime stuff they have. They didn't have any Demon Slayer stuff, and I know you're excited for Demon Slayer. I'm gonna let you handle that one.
Yes.
And I went in there, picked up a few things. I got a few comic books for Jess that I saw. There was nothing really in there for me. It was mostly like a Jess run.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the Glow in the Dark issue ones of Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
I will be posting pictures of those, if the lady doesn't mind, obviously she won't, of these covers, and they're pretty fucking fire. I think they're dope.
Nice.
Also, this isn't really a pickup for me. It's a pickup, but someone assisted me in the pickup. So
it was like a layup.
It was an alley-oop. We'll call it an alley-oop. So the good brother Big Heck, the Messiah of anime, the numero uno, aka Big Oosie Juicy, aka he's the left and the right hand man because no one could touch that man. So he just does his own thing and doesn't question nobody. He's the head of his table. He wants people to acknowledge him. See, I just did that. I'm just
indeed right now.
Deep. We doing deep cuts in here. He hits me up and he's like, hey, Wade, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? Hope your day is good. I was all right. You know, I was chilling, living lavishly with my puppies. So he goes, hey, brother, I picked you up something. I'm like, what the hell did you pick up? Like a t-shirt or something? Now, I had forgotten about this. One of my favorite DC characters, and he gets light mentioned because I watched the show. I didn't know he was that big a part of the DC universe until we got to it. But Static Shock. Static Shock recently just got a pop, and it was really, I thought it was coming out late summer from what they said, but I guess they pushed it up. And it seems to me like lately a lot of pops have been pushed up because that was one and Big Heck picked it up for me. And I appreciate it, brother. Love you for it. Thank you. It's so dope.
No doubt.
Really, really awesome. I'm going to post it to our page. Heck, do you know what pop came out? And I thought it was coming out later in the year. Hot Topic up in Jersey, you know, and Willowbrook had them.
Which one?
Scarlet Witch from WandaVision in her final form.
Oh, what the hell? It wasn't there when I went.
Exactly. Yo, it dropped today.
We didn't go to the mall today.
It dropped today, and they were like, first come, first serve. No questions
asked. Damn.
But the thing is, I pre-ordered that. You saw me. You know I did it because I told you about it. I pre-ordered that like 2 months ago.
Right.
And now they're dropping them. So I guess they're going to start popping up like in my mailbox sooner or later. Yeah, well, you'll know before I do. So, yeah,
there she is.
That's what we like.
There she is.
Oh, and Rhea Ruffrup's, you know, hanging out, but she's around. Emmy Boo, shout out to my baby Boo Boo Ballard. You know what it is.
Yep.
Other pickups. Okay. Yeah, I went to Target. So that's terrible.
Oh, you went to Target.
I went to Target. So I was able to get my hands on a few things. I got the Alexa Bliss Elite with the tag titles. I was able to get Dakota Kai and Tegan Knox, basic figures.
Nice.
Oh, and hold on. Heck has seen it. He knows about it during WrestleMania weekend. I picked up the North American.
Yeah, you gotta let him know.
The North American Championship.
Let them know.
And I got that lovely title in my possession. Jess also got a title too, but she didn't only get a title. She also got stuff for our namesake dog, Rhea. She has Raw Women's Championship for herself, of course, because she's a big Rhea Ripley fan. And she also got, what else did she get? Oh, she got, we got a bowl for the puppy, a Raw Women's Championship bowl. Dog bowl.
Oh, nice.
We got the Raw Women's Championship dog collar and leash. Yep. Even Boo Boo
Ballard is out there styling.
Yep. Boo Boo Ballard excited about it too. You know what's even more lavish that we did for her? A little too much. Big Heck, any pickups, any lavish moves, any waves before we get into the meat and potatoes of what we have to talk about? And also, there's another, we got two big announcements. One I'm going to drop after you go, and then we're going to get into the last one at the end of the show.
Nice. So, yeah, made a couple of moves.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was pretty funny at some of the moves that we actually made in the past, like, week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying it's funny because it was like unexpected pickups that we ended up making.
Right.
So one thing was we took a little trip over to Micro Center because we had to replace Boogie Styles' headphones that she has, that she uses. So in the interim, while we were there, we found they had a Razer Siren X headphone, microphone on sale. Okay. Yep, it was on sale. It was originally $100. Picked it up for $80, got $20 off of it. So we went ahead and we picked it up, and that's what I'm currently using now for our recording. So you can hear the crisp and the silky smoothness. It sounds so lavish.
It does. It sounds very crispy smooth, crispy creams. Anything else? Yeah.
Yes, we took a trip over to Barnes & Noble, which is, that is Carmen's one of the safe havens. You know, we have for us, we have Zap Comics.
Yes,
but for her, you know, Barnes & Noble's always been like a little fortress of solitude for her.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Course. It was mine, too. It still is one of mine. Shout out to mom for making me read. And I'm so grateful for it.
So while we were there, we had, you know, Boo Boo Ballard and Boogie Styles with us. Boogie Styles picked up her first official manga.
Ooh.
She's reading Fire Force.
Yep.
She's reading Fire Force before watching it.
Okay.
So she picked up that. I did happen to just so find the Saint Seiya Barnes & Noble exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Funko Pop. It's a Phoenix Icky that glows in the dark.
Ooh.
So not only is it BNN exclusive, it's also a GITD. So I picked that up.
Ooh, did you see the I don't know if you saw it, and I know Carmen's big into these too. The Edgar Allan Poe glow in the dark pop.
No, I didn't see
it. They didn't have that? Damn.
I didn't see it.
If I'd have known, I would have grabbed two because they had it when I went. And I, you know, Jess is a big. Popped in the building. There she go.
Yep, she just popped in real quick. Hot minute, hot take.
Yep, she popped in real quick. And damn, yo, I'm mad. Yeah. I would have picked it up. And then I got the Wonder Woman one too. She
probably would have. See, they had a Wonder Woman there, but I wasn't sure.
It would have had the BNN sticker on it. It's the one I got it. It's the one where she's using her tiara as a boomerang, like she did in 84, which
I had never
seen. I've never seen before.
Okay. That one I did see there, but I wasn't sure if you had it or not.
Oh, no. The one I'm looking for is the one where she's riding lightning. That's the one I'm looking for.
Okay. Didn't see that one there. I also picked up this little You can see here this little Gundam minifigure that comes with a base.
Oh, okay.
That's because it was it's a gold series one, and it's a pretty dope figure, so I picked that up. We also found, and I picked it up for you because apparently they were selling like hotcakes and they didn't know how many they were going to have left in stock. Mm. It is, I believe it's the latest run of Falcon.
Okay.
Where he's on the front cover with his Captain America suit. And it's a pretty big issue. So I picked that up from you, which is sitting here waiting for you when you get back. Other than that, let me see. The Funko Pop, that, the mic, the comic book. I think that's all we picked up for now. And that's because on Sunday, Carmen, Boogie Styles, and myself will be going to the theaters to watch Demon Slayer, Mugen Train in theaters.
Mm.
Okay. So we're going to go and watch that. And then on Friday was Carmen and I's 12th year wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
12 years married, 15 years together. I don't know how the hell she still stands me. But, you know, I guess it's part of my charm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's part of it. Heck, I'm going to say this off here. You know, because Carmen doesn't listen.
Stop.
She acknowledges you as head of the table. She just... Get my
so we went to the movies on a date night to go watch Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay. No spoilers. So, no spoilers.
No spoilers. We'll talk about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So far, that is the latest and greatest going on over here.
Guys, there's going to be a very huge announcement that Big Heck and I will be making right now. So this announcement is very big to both of us. It's very cool to us. It's something we never expected to be a part of, and we love that we were invited to be a part of an amazing Absolutely. Show with so many other sponsors. We will be sponsoring a wrestling show. Now, I know last year we were supposed to have one, but COVID screwed that all up and things happened. But this year, this year on May 29th, we will be sponsoring May the Franchise Reign by Battle Club Pro. Now, Battle Club Pro, you've heard me speak about them. I even did an episode about them talking about how amazing the show is, how much great talent they have. It's just going to be an amazing show. But let me break it down to you why this is going to be an amazing show. It is so big. It's going to be a one night, two show event. Now, the reason it's going to be two shows is because Anthony Bowens, the former Battle Club Pro franchise champion, had to relinquish the title due to him signing with AEW. So the powers that be at Battle Club Pro decided we're going to have a tournament with different people and we're going to settle this to determine our new franchise champion. So the matches are slowly being announced. I haven't gotten the full details yet, but once we do, we will break down the card for you and it's going to be an amazing show. So much talent's going to be there. Heck, you know any talent that's going to be there? You want to make some big announcements of who's going to be there?
Well, one of our favorites, the reigning and current defending tag team champions, the Sea Stars, are going to be there, who we absolutely love.
Yes, yes, we do.
They're going to be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha Steelz, who we absolutely do love also.
The current icon champion.
Current mm-hmm. icon champion. And one of our personal favorites. I'm going to do it. You know I'm going to do it, right?
Go ahead.
Oh, Casey Navarro.
Casey Navarro. He has a new one, and I love it because
Does he? It's
dog related. And he's like, and he goes, I got to make sure I'm landing this properly for the blessed one. He goes, what's my name? And then we start singing, oh, Casey Navarro.
No.
Oh, Casey Navarro. Da, yes. da, da, da. And it just keeps going. So
perfect.
He's going to be there. Also, Trish Adora, Lee Moriarty, who, oh my God, I can't wait. He's one of my favorites of the independent scene. I've seen his matches on YouTube and everything like that. I finally get a chance to see him live. MV Young is going to be there, who's also amazing. really blew up last year. Blew up. Mr. Grimm is gonna be there. Darius Carter.
Wow.
A lot of people are gonna be at this tournament. I know you're not a huge Darius Carter fan, but to me, I think he's low key the favorite to win this whole thing.
Look,
he's low key the
Darius
favorite.
Darius Carter is. It's not that I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope he remembers the whooping that Megan put on him before she left.
And the whooping Jordan Grace put on him before she left. But, you know, hey, it is what it is.
That's everyone's going away get. That's mm-hmm. That's their one thing. Everyone going away. If they're moving on to another promotion.
Carter.
You get a match with Darius Carter and get to whoop his ass.
Even though I'm telling you, he's one of the best. Legit. I'm not even knocking.
Oh, yeah. Low-key, he's actually really good.
He's really, really good.
If I could just make a recommendation, he needs to change that diaper that he wears to the ring. Oh my God. My man looks like he's wearing adult Depends.
I can't stand you right now. But seriously, let's get back into it. Guys, for both shows, it's at an awesome, awesome price. There's the $55 for general admission for both shows, and there's the $65 VIP. Now, I know pockets are rough, but let me explain to you this VIP package. You get early access, plus you get like a cool poster for the event. And also you get a photo op with the current Icons champion, Tasha Steelz, and the Sea Stars, the current tag team champions, for $65. And you get good seats. You get lavish seats.
Can't complain.
You can't complain about
that. Right there front. Right there in the front of the action.
Yeah, right there. So if you want to purchase
from experience.
Sorry,
I don't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Speaking from experience, when you're in front of the action, just expect that you have to move for certain spots.
Especially
unless you don't mind getting someone, unless you don't have, you don't mind someone jumping on top of you or getting thrown on top of you.
You should know what you expect when you sit in the front row, but it's a great experience. Word. Shout out to Battle Club again. If you'd like to get tickets, you can go to brownpapertickets.com. We will leave a link to the event in the description for this episode. Also, mm-hmm. Is there anything else I'm supposed to mention about Battle Club? That's really, really cool. Oh, yeah. If you like to follow them, that's right. Got to give them a shout out for following. So if you want to follow them, you can go on their Instagram. It's at @xbattleclubpro. Their Twitter is at @xbattleclubpro. Their Facebook is Battle Club Pro. And guys, do yourself a favor if you haven't. Go check out Battle Club Pro on YouTube. Look up some of their amazing matches. They've had some great, 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 great matches, some of which you will see myself and Heck in the background.
Facts.
But again, an amazing show.
Major facts.
We will be in the building for that show. May 29th, an event so big, they're doing two shows in one night. So let's rock with it. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. The nitty-gritty. Because that's one of our big announcements. After we have our big discussion about Falcon and Winter Soldiers episode 5 and 6, we will then get into our second big announcement. And it's a special guest making this announcement on our podcast. So stay tuned for that. But now let's get into Falcon and Winter Soldier. So we are back with some talk. Some lavish exclusive talk about episodes 5 and 6 of Falcon and Winter Soldier. Now, Heck, I want your honest opinion, man. And I'm going to hit you with a question off the hip. Off the rip, off the dip, with a little bit extra on the chip. Do you think, and this is I want your honest opinion, because I didn't even want to ask you this question off air. Which season finale or series finale, because we don't know if there's going to be series 2, was better, WandaVision or Falcon and Winter Soldier?
You really hit me with that.
Yep.
I'm going to go on record saying, at least for me, the season or series finale for Falcon and Winter Soldier was better for me. It's because it was pure anticipation going from when this show first started, getting all the way to the end. When are we going to see the suit? When is he going to pick up the shield? Is he going to finally do it? Are we finally going to get this? Like, is he done playing? Like, is he done, like, his soul searching? Is he done fucking around and realizing that, yes, he is Captain America because the mantle was passed down to him. Like, is he finally going to acknowledge himself as Captain America? And then when he finally does, and Bucky gives him that gift, it was like, oh man, it was so satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
It was so satisfying.
I cannot agree more. See him
be his own, not a carbon copy, not a dollar store, you know, ripoff or the general ripoff or, you know, over at the clearance section of fucking Big Lots. Like, not that version of Cap. We got his, he was his true blue self, his own version.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. And it was satisfying.
It was. It truly was. To see the suit finally at this point, it was like, oh man, it was so dope. And you know, the thing is, I hate Bucky sometimes. I do. Because he acts like he ain't friends with Sam. Like, bro, that's your bro.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not Steve. I know it's not Steve, but damn, bro. Like, you that, care about him.
That's like
the him.
Little brother. Yeah, that's like your little brother.
Yeah, you definitely give a shit about him. Like, you care. Like,
you may act like you don't, but you care.
Shout out to RJ from For the Blurcher, man, my good brother on another podcast we'll talk about later, Roman Can Wrestle. He said, and I quote him on this, the caucasity of Bucky to ask for another favor after he got another favor. Like, how dare you, sir? But
the you favor know what?
Was, the favor was for Sam, so it's cool. It's understood. Right.
But see, this is the thing. Bucky gets a G pass for everything.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
You know what I'm saying?
G pass all the time. He seasons his food, you can tell.
Right. Bucky's the one that you can invite to the cookout.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows who he is. Like,
exactly.
He's got clout.
Oh, major.
You know what I'm saying?
Major clout.
Like, we'll allow him to jump in front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
So he can grab the first biscuit and get the first piece of chicken.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna let him do that. Because he's Bucky and he's earned that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when he said the caucasity of him to ask for another favor, I was like, to be honest with you, he actually has a bigger card to throw out than Sam does.
Mm-hmm.
Not for nothing. He's got a nickname down in Wakanda.
White Wolf.
They call him the White Wolf.
Word.
They won't even address him by his government name down there. They call him White Wolf.
They don't call him Bucky in the streets. They don't call him Winter Soldier. They call him White Wolf. No,
absolutely not. They call him White Wolf. And that's the thing. He's earned that title.
He definitely has. Yo, like, all right. Let's break it down a little bit. Let's talk about the person who tried to pull a face turn with us. And I'm using a wrestling term here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You still haven't earned shit with me, John Walker. Yeah, we're talking about you right now. Now, the actor was great. He did an amazing job with the role. You love to hate the guy. But one of the funniest things, and we're going to go back to episode 5 and 6. We're going to hop all over the place because that's how Big Heck and Wade do. We don't follow that little format stuff. We have ideas of what we're going to talk about, but we just talk off cuff. So let's go back to episode 5.
We
don't do
formats here. We flush formats down the drain like it's toilet.
Exactly.
Toilet water.
Exactly. Can't stand you. So for episode 5, let's jump back, right? John Walker decided killing that guy was the best decision, even though it wasn't even him. Carly was the one that did it, and you should have been more pissed at her, but you let her get away, and you were blinded by rage. I guess the super soldier serum, the variant to it, causes a roid rage, and he killed that dude
for
no reason. So then Bucky and Sam had to go talk to him and were like, yo, drop the shield, bro. Like, let that go. And they commenced to beat the dog crap out of him. So bad.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was one of the funny things, because I was watching a new Rockstars video and there were a lot of comparisons between Cap and him, and it was like a bizarro version, like the scene where he's running. It's the same music that Cap did when he was running, I believe, in Infinity War or in Winter Soldier, and it was like a moshed up bizarro version of it. And then another thing,
the chopped and screwed.
Exactly, chopped and screwed version. And another thing was with the shield. I don't know if you caught it, but when they broke his arm to get it, it's reminiscent of Cap had a broken arm in Endgame and used the remnants of his shield to keep his arm together so he could fight Thanos. So there was weird off plays of that. Also, a lot of similar style. I loved how Falcon and Winter Soldier came together to work against him. And it was very reminiscent of how Bucky and Steve worked together to team up on Tony in Civil War. I don't know if you caught that, but that's something I was like, oh, shit. Like,
there was a lot of callbacks.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was a lot of callbacks when you look into it. Like, again, that whole scene where Bucky and Sam are putting the beat down on John, on John Walker. That was a clear callback to Civil War. You know, because that was them teaming up and working together to beat him down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there was that. And then again, like you said, when he snapped his arm, which I gotta give it to you. Look, here's my whole thing. You were so dead set on not giving up that shield that you took a broken arm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to call that PTSD or that's just sheer dumb, like, stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be all types of crazy to break your fucking arm not to want to give up a shield.
Hell no. Like, dude, like...
Like, come on. Like, his seriously? Ego. Word. He let his ego cap. Go way... He was letting his ego cash checks that his ass couldn't cover.
Mm-hmm.
And that was proof right there because Sam just sat there and looked at him and was like, nope, I'm putting you down now.
Mm-hmm.
And give him that final blow.
And they beat his ass and took the shield. And then Val, who we find out later through connections and reading stuff, is Madame Hydra, if the cards play out for MCU that way. She basically tells him, like, and she works for S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever is left of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever.
Right.
And basically tells him, like, yo, there's other ways of doing this. We know you took the super soldier serum. Like, we know. We're not stupid. We know you took it.
Facts.
So just know, pick up your phone when we call you. Or and then you get the funniest thing was she gave him a blank card and there was nothing on it.
Nope, it was just white on the front, black on the other side.
Like, yo, I'll call you. I don't want you annoying me. So he took the super soldier serum and we see him come back, right? And he goes after the Flag Smashers and with his fucking spray can shield, which we said last week, you want to fight the Flag Smashers with that piece of shit shield? It's going to get broken hella quick. And it did. It got smashed, like, what, in the first 2 minutes of the fight?
Well, what do you expect when you order the Captain America shield on Wish?
You got that Marvel Legends shield.
Not even the Marvel Legends shield. I feel like the Marvel Legends shield would have put up way more of, like, abuse.
Oh, hell
than
yeah.
than the Wish or the, what is it? What's the other one? Alibaba is the other site you could order shit off of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got that shit on Wish and Alibaba.
Mm-mm.
It looked like he took two of them and he welded them together. Like, yeah, this would be good. This is vibranium.
This is vibranium.
Much. Psych.
He had instead of frosted flakes, he had frosted fakes. You know, the ones that you get in the bag that they sell the stuff.
Oh yeah,
they sell them right under the real cereal.
Yeah, he didn't have Kellogg's corn flakes. He had ShopRite
Conflay.
The shit don't even come in a box. Like, the shit comes in a bag.
It's got the little resealable zip. You can zip it closed. Yeah, man, his whack ass shield. Dude, I gotta tell you, he tried to, like, talk shit to Carly and them, but they weren't having it. They were already mindset on taking over and stopping the vote from happening with the GRC. And they were just like, yo, dude, you're in the way. Like, get the hell out of here.
Pretty much. And zero respect.
Zero respect for him. And even after that, he tried to redeem himself, which I guess, like,
Bucky. Oh, by saving everyone?
Yeah, by saving people. I guess Bucky and Sam were like, all right, cool, I guess.
Like, but he couldn't even do that right.
But Sam had to come in and save his ass. By the way,
yet again,
one of the best suits in the MCU. Damn it, man. I can't believe it. I can't believe in 2021 I am going to go back to my 2019, 2018 self and be like, yo, man, you were wrong about Sam. He ain't a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a pretty decent person. Like, I'm like, what? And I'm like, what you mean? Facts. Like, yo, this was a... Marvel has this tendency to make me either hate a character down the road or love a character down the road. I did not like Sam because he was too damn arrogant for his own good. But Falcon and the Winter Soldier showed that vulnerability to himself and made me go, oh, okay, you know what? He's a good dude. He's trying to do the right thing. Like, and that's why Steve picked him to have the shield. And I have no complaints about it. Usually in comic book order, it's supposed to be Bucky, then Sam. But they went with the good route, and I'm glad they chose that route. Because being Black and being a hero with that legacy behind you is going to be a very, very rough road for him. And I know it because I read Sam Wilson, Captain America, and mm-hmm. it was some of the most BS he had to go through. Like, to the point where he told the government and SHIELD to fuck off. Like, he's like, yo, I'm Captain America. I'm leading the Avengers. Steve's not here. It's just me now. So listen, you guys said when I became Cap, you were going to make changes. And that's probably going to come up and something we're going to talk about a little bit later. You made promises to me and you haven't fulfilled them. You were supposed to help people in the neighborhood. You were supposed to help us grow. You were supposed to do this because that's what Sam was for. Sam was for the little guy. Yes, he had to go and save the world numerous, numerous times, but he always looked out for the little guy. That was Sam's biggest MO. He's just a guy. He's just a guy who is very skilled, but doesn't have superpowers at all.
Yep.
At all. And he's risking his neck. And he's like, yo, just stick up for the little guy. That's what I want. Because Falcon was a street level hero. Let's be real. He was a street level hero. He just hung with the Avengers. He happened to be there.
Exactly.
But again, Sam Wilson has redeemed himself for me. Anthony Mackie did an amazing job making me put respect on the character's name. And I like Sam Wilson from the comics. I just wonder if a certain relationship is going to happen down the road, if they're really going to stick to it like they did in the comics with the Avengers or the new Avengers. Heck, I'm going to hit you with another one right off the rip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need you, and I'm going to hand you the mic real quick to give us your full opinion. I'm going to say this person's name, and you can go however you want with it.
Mm.
Sharon Carter.
Ooh, Miss Sus?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Sus? The one who would probably be playing Among Us and be always the
imposter.
The imposter?
Yeah.
Because she's so damn suspect?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I can understand, you know, because she feels like she was wronged.
Mm-hmm.
Which
she was valid. She was valid at some point.
She was valid in that. But I said it from the first time she popped up in the show. That's the power broker.
Mm-hmm.
She knows way too much shit. She knows exactly what's going on at all times. For someone to have that much knowledge and not to have some type of power and a role to play, no way. And what happens? It actually comes and smacks you right in the face. Because when she goes face to face with Carly, that's what it is. She lets them know. I got to give a shout out to George St. Pierre in this, man. Not for nothing. He kind of did his thing in this show.
Oh, Bat Rock? Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got a glimpse of him in Winter Soldier. And now he's throughout this whole entire show. I got to give it to him. He did his thing. But that's my whole thing. Like with Sharon Carter, she's to the point now where she's got zero fucks going on.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care anymore. She's all about what she can do and what's in the benefit for her. So that's why I kind of thought it was trippy when they had a whole, at the end of episode 6, they had this whole thing where they're like, oh, hey, you know, the Carter name has a legacy and we realize we did wrong, but there's still a spot open in your division. If you want it, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna expunge your record. Like, you're clean.
Right.
And she was like, oh, I won't mind coming back. Like, it'd be an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she stepped 2 feet outside of that damn building, she's like, all right, yo, what y'all want? I got weapons. I got blueprints. It's a whole smorgasbord of government info. I'm ready to give out. Get all the buyers ready.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of shady, man. Like, it's like, damn. But then you know what? Like,
it's not even shady at this point. I kind of understand you saying shady in the sense that, like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to smile in your face and be like, yeah, I'm going to take it. I'm going to be grateful. And I'm going to accept your apology. Then behind your back, like, fuck you. I'm not accepting this. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm selling everything y'all got.
Mm-hmm. But I feel there's, like, a bigger story to this. If she is Sharon Carter, and the reason I'm saying it to you like this, if she is Sharon Carter, I feel that she might be one of the first or other people who were taken by the Skrulls.
Because
It's mighty funny she pops back up and they found a way to get, like, I low-key think this is going to change everything because now the Skrulls are going to play a bigger part. But if it's Sharon and Carter and she's being
secret invasion, yep,
and if Sharon Carter's being sus and it's just her going on a revenge tour, then it's fucked up and she's disrespecting Agent Carter's name, her aunt.
Yeah, Aunt Peggy.
Aunt Peggy. She's disrespecting Aunt Peggy.
But she ain't only disrespecting Aunt Peggy at that point.
Disrespecting
Steve. Now you disrespecting Aunt Peggy and Uncle Steve.
Yeah, and Uncle Steve. Like, yo, you wild in these streets, bro. Like, damn.
Like, we understand that you had a thing for him and you kissed him and all that. But, like, you kissed your uncle? Like, all right, we're going to let it go.
Yeah, like, we're like, cool with it.
Now you're just disrespecting the legacy behind the name of Carter and, like, you know what I mean?
It's just, yeah, it was just wild, man. Like, I just think that either one, she's definitely just revenge torn it up and she's going after everybody because she feels vengeful that she had to suffer and go through all this. And now she found a means to get everybody back, or it's secret invasion time and it's a Skrull that's just like, oh, you guys screwed up even more. And the Skrulls are planning like their massive takeover, because honestly, I think, and I've said this before on record, that the Skrulls are going to be the next big bad for the MCU for a while. Like, that's who the Avengers are going to have to deal with, because we haven't heard an Avengers announcement yet. But we will get one. We're going to get one after.
No, we did get an announcement.
For a movie?
For an Avengers movie?
Oh. Well,
somewhat an Avengers movie.
Somewhat. Yeah. You're right.
Think about it.
You know what?
It's a team up.
Is it because you're establishing them? Yeah, because Kevin Feige did say, quote unquote, when you see the next Avengers movie, it's definitely not going to be the same Avengers. And he was not lying so far.
Nope.
So far, it's like,
so far, he hasn't.
He hasn't lied. Even when it comes to, like, yo, like, Jane Foster is going to be Thor. That's the new member. You got Sam, who's going to be the new Captain America. He's going to be there. You got White Vision. He's probably going to be there. Scarlet Witch could possibly show up if you want to use her. You got Bucky. You got... who else is there? Spider-Man, if he gets his name cleared in the third movie.
Right.
Shuri is Black Panther. You have a lot of options to play with this group. So we'll just see how that goes. Oh, Valkyrie too. You could, hell yeah, have Valkyrie in the Avengers. Have Matthew. Yep. Captain Marvel. She's in the group too. Yep.
Don't forget Hawkeye.
And Hawkeye. Which one?
Maybe both.
Yeah, younger. No, well, they probably put him in Young Avengers. Put her in Young Avengers. Or, ooh, damn, dude, West Coast. See, man, now you got my brain flowing. Yeah. Okay,
we got a lot of ideas.
This is what happens when we talk about these things. It just flows very naturally, and then we get ideas popping off. But we got to get back to topic. Okay. You know, it was one of my favorite parts, and I know we're going to go back and forth about a lot of cool things we enjoyed. One of my favorite parts was the redemption of Isaiah.
Yes, that honestly brought a tear. It brought a tear to my eye, mm-hmm, to see Sam go out of his way to make sure that he was not only acknowledged, but that he's remembered.
Yes, because
for everything he did.
It's actually a story. It's actually a comic book story. And shout out to Hero Harrison from For the Blurred Truth as well. he let me know that there is an actual story for Isaiah Bradley called Truth, and it was about a Black Captain America and all the struggles he had to go through picking up the mantle when Steve Rogers was still on ice. So that was something I didn't expect to see. And I love how Sam was like, yo, listen, I know, man, it's rough. I know that you were a super soldier and you got BS'd by the government and they experiment on you, did all this horrible shit to you, which is brought up in the comic. Like, legit, all that shit that Sam said and Isaiah was telling him, legit happened. Like, yo, they did so many terrible experiments to him. And it just ruined him. And he didn't get the whole luxury of what Steve got because he wasn't blonde-haired and blue-eyed.
Yeah.
So that's the way it was. So you had to pay the consequences because of what color you were. You're not our Captain America. You're Black. Like, I even love how the crowd was like, that one old dude was like, oh, man, it's Captain Falcon. Black dude corrected him quick as hell. Like, nope, that's Captain America. Yep. That's our Captain America. And I just love how Sam was like, I'm going to go on my way to do this for him. And he had him moralized in the Smithsonian with a golden statue, which was so dope to see. And I love the little detail that we met his, I think that's his grandson, right?
Yeah.
His grandson is eventually going to pop up. And shout out to Timmy. Like, see, we're going back. So, guys, if you have a backlog and you want to see what we were talking about, Timmy from In the Queen's Throne Room, let us know that his grandson, I forget his name at the moment, is going to be a young Avenger as well. So that's going to pop up soon too. So it's nice we got to meet him. What else could we talk about that was so very interesting within Falcon Winter Soldier? Heck, is there anything you want to
talk about? One thing I want to bring up.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. So again, love the fact that Bucky went out of his way to ask a favor for Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of episode 5, we see the briefcase. And then in 6, we finally see him throw on the suit. So I sat there and I was like, oh, man, here we go. It's going to be the Captain. It's going to be the Captain America suit. I was like, the only thing they're going to do a little twist on it, we're going to get a straight vibranium suit for him.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, that's not vibranium. There was no shine, there was no sparkle to it, and I'm just sitting there going, I was like, you know what, that's fine, the actual suit itself may not be vibranium, but I know that pack, the boosters and the wings were
hell yeah. That's what I was gonna say. I was like, heck, the wings are made of vibranium, the pack,
the wings were made of vibranium. Yep.
Redbird, all that. Shuri probably made that for him.
Yep. All of the tech on the actual backpack, that was straight Wakandan technology, and that's made out of straight vibranium. The suit itself wasn't, which I was fine with, because clearly the original suit is not made of vibranium.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the twist on the pack and the wings. And the wings look, I'm sorry, the wings on this pack look so much more like an actual Falcon's wings, because it was amazing. And you can see, you know, based on the thrusters were a different color. That was actually going on. So, you know, that was all part of the vibranium or the Wakanda technology. You had that. And then just seeing how fast and how smooth he was able to fly through the air, it was great. And I love the fact that he was able to put the shield on top of his pack, so that when he's flying, it's the wings, and then you see the Captain American shield. And he has gotten so proficient in using that shield. It is insane.
Hell yeah.
The fact that he was just so smooth with it.
He was smooth. He had one little flip. It was one little mess up. And he did. I can't stand RJ, man. I can't stand him. He said, and he fucking Sam did it too. If you're gonna use the shield, make sure you add a flip to it when you do it for battle reasons. Just always do a flip. When in doubt and you have a shield made of vibranium, do a flip. Add a flip to it. It was necessary. And he beat Batroc's ass, and that was very cool. One of the down parts of the episode, which sucked ass, was that Carly got shot.
Yeah, as much as that was kind of painful to see it finally happen, because you knew at one point it was going to come to that. It was either going to be Carly was going to get killed or Carly was going to kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was one or the other. And unfortunately, it went to the latter. She was killed off. And that was the ironic part. It was the one person you didn't see coming. And that's why I call her Agent Sus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, fucking Sharon Carter comes out of nowhere and puts two in her chest. Like, damn, really? So, like, yeah, oh, because she won't work for you?
Even that was sus, too. I knew it, hell man.
Yeah, it was sus. Because she sat there and she said it straight up. She was like, I didn't have a choice. Like, get out of here.
Exactly, man. Like, dude, let's cut it out. Let's be real here. You had ulterior motives from the jump. She was even more sus when she hired Batroc to take, like, oh, that's my second hand just to keep an eye on you. Like, Sharon has turned out to be the bigger villain here. Damn, man.
Yeah, low key, she's a bigger villain than Zemo was. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. We didn't even.
Oh, we got to talk about him too.
We got to talk about him too. How do you handle business from jail? That's straight thug tactics. So what he did was to give an explanation to those who haven't
or know what I'm talking about. He pulled the street Suge Knight.
Word. He was like, was reading a book, playing that shit off. He had his butler blow up the van with the last remnants of the face of the Flag Smashers. And he's like, one person, one world, one people. Boom.
Boom.
And they got blown up. And, It was just interesting to see, man. Like, Zemo is low key. Like, we thought he was gonna have a huge role. He did. He had a very significant role, but he's also gonna have a bigger role too. I think things are gonna happen with him that we're not fully grasping yet, because he hasn't taken the super soldier serum yet, and he's supposed to at some point.
See, that's the whole thing too. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be. We're going to see it. We're going to end up seeing a team up between him and the Power Broker.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to end up happening, she's going to find a way to get her hands on more serum.
Yep, exactly.
And when she does, she's going to offer it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be the dummy to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. And that's where you're going to see Zemo become the hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as he said that he preached, the world doesn't need more super soldiers, and then he turns around and he becomes one.
He definitely does. And he's gonna, but it's gonna be interesting to see, man. He's gonna go all out. And I want to see where the point where the mask gets stuck to his face and it's just stuck there permanently, because that does happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, are there any other things you want to close out with before we talk about with Falcon and Winter Soldier and give our honest review about it? Because there's something we have to do that I want to do before we get to our very big announcement.
No. Facts. So the one last thing I got to talk about is Julie Dreyfus doing her thing as Madam Hydra.
Wow.
And at the very end, and I called it, I called so many things throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
I called so many things. And it was just a simple gratification that I saw it at the end. Is when you see Bargain Bin Cat walk out of the room in a black, red, and white suit.
Mm.
And she says, the world doesn't need, you know, yeah, the world has a Captain America. Do they need it? No, but, you know, she goes, for the things that he can't be doing, that's when we send in the U.S. agent. And I'm like, ah, here it goes.
Mm-hmm. Here it goes.
I was like, here it goes. I was like, I fucking knew it. Here it is. And I'm just sitting there, and then I'm thinking back to, like, my video games. I'm thinking back to, like, what was it? It's Marvel vs. Capcom 2 when you select you pick your players, and then you pick your special assist character,
mm-hmm.
who gets to come in, and then you end up with U.S. agent, and I'm just like, that fucking black suit. I was like...
And it wasn't bad, and I have a feeling Fongo is going to do this to me, and I already have.
It's the same suit.
It's literally the same suit.
Just in black.
Mm-hmm. Just in black.
But that's the one that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be U.S. agent, so that's what we got. And that that tied together very nicely. Overall, man, this series has been amazing. It was originally supposed to be the first one to kick off, but I like that they put it second to WandaVision.
Right.
Overall, man, I got to give the series 5 stars. Like, legit.
Yeah.
As great as WandaVision is, they're right there. So, Loki, I like your character, bro, but you got a lot to live up to when it comes to these two shows. So, let's see if you can hit the nail on the head. This Marvel can go 3 for 3. So, heck, I'm going to ask you before we go into our closing statements, and I want to do something very special for a special person on here. What would you rate Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I'm gonna give it 5. And I'm giving it a 5, and it was purely because am I an action junkie at the end of the day? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I loved WandaVision.
I did too.
Hands down. But you gave me everything you had with Falcon and Winter Soldier. And I mean, you give me everything from the realism of how, just based off of the prejudice of the color of your skin and your nationality, how people will tend to look at you and how people would dismiss you, to the fact that it was, again, this is like the coming of age story where Bucky finally learns how to forgive himself. Sam coming into his own and finally acknowledging that he is Cap, making you know, righting the wrongs.
Right.
It was everything. And the one thing that I loved at the very end of the whole like series or the season, they had the family at the dock. They're making the crawfish, and they're cooking up the corn on the cob, and they're doing the whole thing. And who shows up? Bucky shows up, not even empty-handed either. My man showed up with a whole cake for everyone.
Yeah.
And what's he doing? He's right there at the cookout, just like we said. He's sitting there playing with the kids. He got them hanging on the vibranium arm.
Taking photos.
Taking photos. And again, it's that. It was like that final piece that you needed to see at the end of all of the heartache and the strife that they were going through to finally at the end to have some type of normalcy. It was perfect.
Agreed. A perfect series with a perfect ending. We here at Big Heck and Wig give Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm sorry. Excuse me, because it did change at the end. Captain America and Winter Soldier.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Now, before we go on, there was a very big announcement that happened after the series finale, and that was the showrunner of Captain America and the Winter Soldier, or Falcon and the Winter Soldier, depending on how you feel about it, because we don't care, but we go by what it is. Captain America 4 was announced, and that's right. Sam Wilson will be getting his own solo film as the new Captain America, and it will be done
now
by the showrunners.
Yep, and it's perfect. And now Tom Holland can sit there and he can stop making jokes. Mm-hmm. About, oh, you know, I wanted to go see your movie. Oh, wait, that's right. You ain't got a movie yet.
But now he does. So
he got one now.
He got one now, Tom. He got one now. On a serious note, we wanted to dedicate this episode to a good brother of ours. You guys may know him as Game of Ant, Ant DeStefano. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of Heck. We have hung out with the guy numerous times. He recently lost his brother this week, and I know how rough it is losing family members, especially around this time. It is a very rough time, but this episode is dedicated to you, brother. And if you'd like to make a donation to the to make a wish for his brother, we are also going to leave a link in the bio to let you know, or a link in our episode description, and you guys can check it out and show it love. Oh, man.
it's just rough talking about stuff like this. But again, Ant, we love you, brother. You're family to us, just like your family. You know, absolutely. You let us into your family. Your family to us. So anytime you need us, we're here. But to bring it up a little bit, to pick it up, heck, you said we have a special announcement coming on.
We
do. Norman Rose has been a guest on our show numerous times. If you guys like to listen to her on the other episodes, she has been on a Justice League episode. She has been on a episode review of The Watcher with Big Heck. Many other episodes she's been on. She's been a guest, just popping up randomly in the background. But Carmen Rose, how you doing today? How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good, you know, not bad. You know, trying to set things up for next month and, you know, work and the kids.
Of course. You know, the life of a mom never ends, mom and wife. Without giving full details, and because we're going to save them for next week, because we may have to bring you on for this. What did you think about Mortal Kombat? Oh, no, not Mortal Kombat. I'm going to ask you your honest opinion. Because I asked Big Heck this. You didn't hear the questions. I want to ask you what you think. Which Marvel series had the better season finale? WandaVision or Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Wow. For me, it's two completely different shows for me. I think Falcon and Winter Soldier had like this more of like a happy ending kind of way. Mm-hmm. Like it closed things off. We got Bucky back to the way he was before being Winter Soldier. And I feel like I don't even want to call him Winter Soldier anymore, because I feel like this is Bucky. He got his life back. Mm-hmm. He lifted that heavy weight that he had of being Winter Soldier and like killing all these people. I feel like they shouldn't even call him Winter Soldier anymore. They need to come up with a new name for Bucky.
White Wolf.
White Wolf. There we go. We'll keep it with White Wolf, because he's just awesome. I personally think that I enjoyed, honestly, I know WandaVision was awesome, but and it had a lot of closure for Wanda, especially going through the loss of Vision. But I enjoyed Winter Soldier, like Falcon and Winter Soldier, better. That bad.
Okay. All right. Better. Hey, it is what it is. For me,
I enjoyed it. I know, like, you know, I was looking, I would confuse like Thursday with like Friday, thinking like the new episode was going to be out. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed I enjoyed the show more, and I like the fact that we also got to see like a different side to Sharon. And mm-hmm. like, we always saw her as the good girl, you know, she's like Peggy's niece, and now we see like this different side to her. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely more interested in seeing that side. Mm-hmm. Like the double agent side, the more for herself, and she thinks about like not the legacy of what the Carter name is who she is. And no offense, by the fact that she got screwed over by the government a lot mm-hmm. while working with the Avengers. So I can understand her aspect of no longer being this all-American gal and working for the government and being gung-ho and standing behind them when she's seen so much injustice done to mm-hmm. the people. And she was one of them. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to season two, right? We are getting season two. Right?
Maybe. Oh, maybe. But I had a theory. I had a theory I was going to tell. I told Hector earlier that I think if it's Sharon Carter, just she's going to be sus and stay that way, and that's cool. But I said, what if it's one of the Skrulls pretending to be Sharon Carter
For Secret Invasion, that could be it too. I mean, but where would Sharon be then?
The Skrulls have this thing where they keep the like the actual person like in the ship hidden or whatever.
In the ship and. Yeah, I don't feel like it's a Skrull. I truly feel like this is her, and this is her way of like maybe just freeing herself also from the legacy of Carter. It's such mm-hmm. a big name, right? You know, and it's like literally just on her shoulders right now because there's nobody else. It's not like her mom was part of it or anything. Like she chose to take that name and continue working in the government just like her aunt did. So That's just my opinion.
I dig it. But that's so weird. I'm not calling you Heroes Harmony's cheese. Okay. So Carmen, there is a very huge announcement that you're making, correct, on our show?
Yes. So my announcement, people. So as you know, I am a person that is well-rounded, I call myself. You know, I am a nerd at heart. I love my nerdy things, but I'm also a person that enjoys my dark romance books, I call them. So I decided that, you know, with me and my best friend, Nish, who is going to go by Shay V on the podcast, and with me as Carmen Rose, we're going to do this new podcast next month. It's called Double Shot of Romance. It is going to be completely different than what I do here with you guys. It is something that we have cultivated and we have discussed a lot and we're planning. And yes, there will be like social media with it. We're currently working on our website right now. Mm-hmm. It's looking up right now. It's been a while. I know everyone wanted me to somewhere get a podcast somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this is completely different than what I usually do with you guys. I will continue to come on if you guys want me to and do my nerdiness. But
absolutely. We'd love to have you on. We'd love to have a fellow podcaster on.
this is just something that I think has been close to my heart for a while. And I've been wanting to do it with someone that knows me so well, that has known me just as well as you do, Wade, and just as long as she's known me longer than you and Heck put together. Mm-hmm. But this is just something out of fun, out of, you know, maybe, I don't want to say a necessity, but I've never seen like a podcast of how we're going to do it. It's going to mm-hmm. be a little different. It's going to be books that normal people Mama. Don't really read, maybe, or on, just like a different, just like a different one. That's my kid in background. Sorry about that. Just Mama. Like, just different. Yes. So yeah, that is my announcement. I am now going to go by Carmen Rose. Even though when I come on, I don't mind being called Heel Carm. That's still my name. I love that name. That name has gotten me some heat. And that's, you know, when I start my rants, that's, mm-hmm. tune into that.
That's fine. Those are fine. But you know what? Heel Carm is on the back burner. That's your, it's interesting.
It's my alias.
Since you're such a Finn Balor fan, that is your demon mode. So that's when it comes in. Demon mode. But, so yeah. Carmen Rose will be officially starting her own podcast. I can't wait to hear it. Double Shot of Romance. What a name, you know. The social medias haven't been set up correct, so there's nothing to plug yet. This is just your big announcement.
Not yet. I will be working on that this week. I'm gonna try to set up like Instagram, Twitter, maybe Facebook a little bit later, but we are gonna try to set up definitely an Instagram and Twitter. We are trying to finish our website. You know, we're just like the finishing touches. We are hoping to release by the end of May, maybe around Memorial Day. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's my announcement. I know it's been something forward, you know, something I've been looking forward to and working on. And it's just, you know, the time and the aspect. And I didn't know what I wanted because, you know, I enjoyed coming on the podcast here and enjoying talking what we talk, but I didn't want to do another podcast like that because it's like I enjoy guest starting and I just figured this could be something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are going to be some raunchy stuff, not gonna lie.
it's gonna earn the explicit tag is what you're telling us.
Yeah, exactly. But not too much, you know. I know where to draw the line on some stuff, but it is something that I've been wanting to do for a while. And this is hopefully something new, something that I'm hoping people have been looking for, and we're finally going to do that content for people. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping this works out. And of course, like I said, I will still be continuing coming on to the show if you guys need me. Mm-hmm. No issues with that. I still love my nerdiness. I'm still, you know, still Heel Carm when I come on here. And Carmen Rose. Double Shot of Romance. Be on the lookout for us. I will let you guys know what our plug is going to be, what everything's going to be once we have all that situated. But I'm super excited. Thank you for letting me announce it here. So yeah, get back to your podcast. Thank you guys for having me here.
Thanks for coming.
Whatever, you know, guest star, because I need to start practicing.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.